Top of the morning, man. Any questions? Well, I think there was a lot of factors in that one. You know, we charted everything through camp. In the preseason games, they both had, you know, equal amount of punts, and both of them did pretty good. Both of them did okay. Chaz had a shorter feel, and that was one of the things we wanted to really make sure that he did well. He wasn't as good as we needed him to be a year ago, but he worked on the short game, really worked on it. That was one big advantage that Matt had over him in terms of his career. And Matt is one of the best at that. So we thought Chaz really improved in that area. And then throughout camp, he actually punted a little bit better in field punts. And Chaz's get-off time, we wanted to be better. He came back. It was much improved. So they were close on a lot of issues. And, you know, we just felt that Chaz was the best thing for us, for our future. And we went with him.
How was your holding involved in that decision?
I think it's always big. I think it's, you know, the field goal is the biggest play in football to me. It's the most important play. Because all the really gut check games, the close games, come down to that. And I think he was, I feel pretty confident he was a little bit better holder. Not much, but he had a little more nimbleness, a little more dexterity with that ball, a little better setting it down, got it down a little quicker, gave Chaz a little more opportunity to see the ball a little longer. Gave Alex a little more opportunity to see it longer. So it was a factor. It was a factor for sure. But Matt's a good holder. I just think Chaz is a little bit better. Yes. Yeah, he'll be the punt returner.
Any concern about, there were a couple bobbles in the preseason game, any concern about having a rookie and put him in that spot and what of that?
I'm not specifically concerned about him. I'm always concerned about ball security on that play. That's the number one priority of the punt return team. It's the number one priority of the kick return team. So I'm always concerned about it, always coaching it, always trying to do things, thinking ball security. So specifically about him, not really. He did have a couple of double catches in there. He also, you know, he also catches the ball really well. So I think he's going to be fine.
Have you ever gotten into a season with two rookie returners, both punt and kickoff?
This is like last year's two rookie kickers, right? I don't think so. I'm not sure I ever had one. But I don't think so, no.
Brandon Boykin was the starting kickoff returner and starting gunner in the preseason. With him being the nickel cornerback now, is any of that responsibility going to be taken away, or is he going to keep those?
No, we're going to keep playing him like he does. Unless coach makes a sudden change here, which he could at any time, we're going to try to use him as many plays as possible. And you know, this thing's changed a little bit where the culture says, you know, try not to get him out there too much. If the guy's really good, the culture ought to say, try to get him out there as much as possible. But, you know, I don't ever think in those terms. So, I don't know. Coach always has to do what's best for the football team and how he puts everything in play certainly matters that way. From my perspective, I always want the absolute best guys out there.
Bobby, do you see the Browns number 16 in your sleep this week?
Well, he's a good player. You know, he hadn't played much in preseason, but over the last, he's in the league 8 or 9 years, somewhere in there. I mean, he's got to be in everybody's top two or three as the best special teams player over the last 8 years. Got to be. So, yeah, he's a dynamic player. He can cover kicks. Boy, he's strong. He's tough. He can return them. He can do a lot of stuff. I mean, we talked about him today, and we talked about him yesterday as well. Coverage, wrapping up, finish the play. He's very, really good. It's fun to watch. You know, if you're a football fan, he's one of the guys you got to love watching, as tough as he is, as physical. So I look at him, you know, even though he's a big threat, he's a fun guy to watch. I really like being in a game against him because you know you're going against a guy that's really going to compete and put his heart and soul into it.
Bobby, are you still going to have Akeem Jordan on your coverage or your special teams?
Yeah, he's starting. But, you know, the way these packages are now, they don't play – you know, if we have 65 defensive plays, the way all these packages and specializations are, especially with that position, you know, he comes out a lot based on personnel. That personnel that he starts in is basically set up to play against one tight end, two wide receivers, and two backs. That formation's not used nearly as much as it was, well, even 10 years ago. So he comes out a lot, and consequently, we use those plays for special teams plays. You know, he's really, next to Colt Anderson, you know, he was our best special teams player a year ago.
Which teams are Jaquan Jared involved in terms of?
Jaquan Jared is on everything. Punt return, kickoff return. He's playing everything, and he's getting better all the time. I'm really hoping by, you know, well, soon, that his efforts and his professionalism are all going to pay off for him. I think he's doing a really good job, really good job. I'm glad he's on our team.
Bobby, last year you ended up with King Dunlap in there, a field goal block. Now, does that change now with him too?
Yeah, you know, when King started, and he did start some games last year, we didn't put him on the field goal block. He just didn't play as good. He's willing to do it. He just doesn't have the same exuberance in his get off, and he's not as sudden. You know, he's more worn down, and he's got to be sudden. You know, because he's not by instinct or by nature, you know, real sudden. He's powerful and he's tall and all that, but we probably won't when he starts. He just didn't play as good, so we're going to relieve him of that duty.
You mentioned it before, but it won't be this week. But what does it mean to get Colt Anderson back sooner than having to wait for PUP?
Yeah, he's been looking pretty good out there. So, I thought the guy, at least through the 10 games he played. 12 he played. I thought he was the best player I'd seen on tape last year. I'm prejudiced, obviously. But I thought he was the absolute best special teams player that I'd seen. And, I mean, he makes all the things. I mean, he makes all our big plays. And if he's not making it, he's creating the circumstances for somebody else to make a successful play. So the quicker we get him back, the better.
Camp in the preseason, what kind of camp in preseason did Alex Henry have?
A lot better than the year before, but not as good as his season last year. I think in camp, for whatever reason, maybe more psychological than anything, those fields, the way they're sloped and the condition of those fields, he never seems to have the footing. He never seems to have the plant that he should have. That's where, when we look at it, he's usually a little bit off. But he was much better in camp than he was a year ago. I mean, a year ago, he was way off, you know, way off. We knew he was talented, but he was way off. This year, he was pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. He missed a couple of field goals this year in preseason. Didn't hit the ball very good, and one of them, you could say it was the hole. It's always ultimately his responsibility to get it through the pipes. I mean, he can't err, well, it was moving, and he doesn't do that. But you could see the ball was moving when he hit it, so it's going to affect him. And the other day, he just mishit him. I mean, he had a pinch in that one game for, you know, opening up and coming around the ball too quick, or being back a little too far on the ball and getting out in front of it and pushing everything to the left. He missed his kickoffs that way as well. So I think it was an aberration for him. But, you know, they got to constantly be working on their game. I mean, just constantly working on it. And he's no different.
Where does David Sims fit into your special teams plan?
Well, I think he's a good player. I think he, you know, he showed some toughness and ability to move. Not afraid to hit. I don't know exactly what's going to happen on the 53 and 45. I mean, he's on the 53 when that gets reduced to 45. We got a couple of issues maybe with a couple of guys nicked, particularly linemen. If he dresses, we're prepared to use him. We're also prepared if he doesn't dress. So I'd like to see him. I mean, I'd like to see him go out there. I'm sure he'd like a chance to play a good game against Cleveland. I think he's a good player. I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's only been here a week. So everything that we do, obviously he hasn't been able to pick up on, but there are certain things that he can just, as long as he knows his assignment, he's not as linked with another teammate, he can do well. And we'll use him primarily in a kick coverage, punt return, those types of things. That's it. Okay, thanks.